We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about what I am referring to as the COVID tipping point.
Thank you.
We all have one.
I just tipped.
We
it took a while.
We talked about the Sizzler the other day where it's like that was a tipping point.
It was.
COVID has claimed, obviously, human lives, which is not good.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also claimed a lot of businesses, this and that. And today's has gotten Steve so riled that, like, what? Like,
he really hasn't been riled pretty much this whole time until right now.
Exactly. Because his life has not changed at all, Amber.
And now it just did.
It did.
And
it,
there's no logic behind it.
There is.
No.
Yes, there is. Okay, here's the latest victim of COVID is all-day breakfast at McDonald's.
What
no.
the? I see. Amber doesn't, she doesn't like it either.
I don't know if Amber can remember the toil, the pain of what it was like waking up hungover as hell and going, I need a McMuffin. And you're like hauling butt. And it's like 10:23. And then the line's long. And you're like, I'm not going to get it.
Right. I thought it was 10.
It's 10:30 was the cutoff.
Oh, they extended it a half hour.
Yeah, it was 10:30 was like no more.
Right.
And like you'd be literally standing there in line at 10:30. And they're like, no, we don't have any more. And it's like. Like, you just made, like, how do you not have more eggs?
They're sticklers about it.
I know they are.
And then you hear the board chain.
Yep, they do.
It's now on.
Now they flip it. It's like a TV, and it's like, and it's just flipped.
Nope, can't do it anymore.
Yeah, well, sorry.
But no, then they did.
So what happened was then they decided the people had spoken, and they gave us all day breakfast.
And life was perfect.
Then 2020. So what... What happened was people didn't go out as much. People weren't going to restaurants, blah, blah, blah. So then McDonald's staffed less, and they were like, we're temporarily going to suspend all-day breakfast because it takes more people. Because then they can just, the guy can just start making burgers. Like, you got to have like 20 guys back there. One guy, I'm just making eggs. I'm making Big Macs. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. So at 10:30, they flip their business model like they used to so they can get by on a skeleton crew. Look at your face. Like, they just have less. During the pandemic, they had less people. Well, they've discovered.
Just get more people again.
That they're more efficient this way, and they're never bringing it back.
Okay, that's irrelevant. The fact is, just leave the breakfast alone.
It's not. It's gone, my brother.
They'll bring it back after COVID?
I don't think so. They're saying.
They should just have special McDonald's that do all day breakfast.
Nice.
You know, just like a select few. Like,
shut up.
Definitely the one at the airport.
OMG.
Like a couple of the big ones, you
know. Brilliant.
Because we do need that.
Yes.
I don't even go to McDonald's, but I like to know that if I wanted to, I had the option.
Choices.
Of getting a cheese and egg McMuffin at any time during the
day. It's not happening.
Thank you.
It's over. I'm sorry.
We're calling them and pitching them.
Who are you calling? There's nobody.
There's McDonald's right over there.
I know. We can all go over there and protest, but it's not.
That sucks.
Speaking of breakfast, did you know that General Mills intentionally made their cereal suck?
Oh, Cocoa Puffs and Golden
You
Graham
knew this?
And they destroyed Trix years ago. I knew they destroyed that one.
How?
Because they changed the flavors, they added flavors, they just made it stupid.
They did. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I used to love Trix.
Listen how bitter this room is.
In fact, Fruit Loops became the new Trix.
They did?
Fruit Loops was good? not as good as Trix. Trix altered their stuff, and then Fruit Loops just ran with it.
So, much like the McDonald's killing their thing, years ago, mad moms in minivans were like, you gotta make the cereals better for kids.
Uh-huh. It's just pure sugar, basically, right. Before.
Do you know, Steve will remember this, there were cereals where sugar was one of the words in the title.
Sugar Pops. Uh-huh. Sugar Smacks.
Sugar Puffs.
Sugar Bears.
Yes! It was like...
Sugar Bombs.
It was like, for real, it was like meth potatoes. Like, they had to take it, they were like, yeah, you
that
can't...
That was the selling
it
word.
It was.
Yeah, sugar.
So then, like, all these moms were like, no, you have to stop.
So it's Corn Pops, and it's...
They did make it that. What did they make Sugar Pop? Like, it was sweet. It was like something else, but it just sucked. And they made it with aspartame or something like that. Like, sugar, awesome. Get your kid hyper, make some fat, awesome. Now we're giving them cancer. It's just a different, transferring it into some other thing. Well, General Mills came out and admitted that they're bringing back the 80s taste to their four major brands.
Okay.
Trix.
Yeah, thank you.
Does Trix hurt your mouth?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Exponentially. That and Cocoa Puffs.
Is it because you? But it's our fault because you can't. If you would just shove less in your head.
True.
Or just let the milk, soften it a little bit.
But no, can't.
But because I shove so much in, instead of shoving them on the molars, I'm shoving them in the middle.
And then you're ripping
it
apart.
They're little balls up against. Yeah.
Ouch.
Cocoa Puffs, Trix, Cocoa Puffs, Golden Grahams. Wait, Golden Grahams are still good. Were Golden Grahams better before?
I don't recall them.
I loved Golden Grahams.
I love Golden Grahams now.
Gosh, you guys, I never eat cereal. You're making me hungry.
Yeah.
I've been buying Golden Grahams lately, and it's...
That sounds
so good.
Well, they'll change. So
they're
going to
make
it
more...
The day, you're going to hate it.
And Cookie Crisp. How is that even...
That was theirs, too.
I don't know about
Did anybody
crisp.
Like that?
My sister did.
They were little discs of... Like cookies, but then they had put like Krispy Kreme glaze on the outside.
Yeah.
So they were...
It was weird.
...overly hard and left like that taste like you ate a tamale like that lard taste on the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
They're going to bring them all back. Golden Grahams will have actual honey in them.
Wow.
And it's all because of Amber.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the millennials that are making it happen. They're all like, we're sick of the millennials are like, yeah, that's great. You're making cereals healthy, but we want
sugar.
We want it back. All four retro recipes are hitting stores as we speak.
Fun.
The last thing we need to talk about when it comes to this weird mom and whatever, do we think cities should ban junk food from checkouts?
Oh, takeaway choices?
There it is! There's my Steve! There's Berkeley, California.
Well, you can choose not to buy it still, right?
I think we see which way you lean.
What?
Uh-huh. No, I'm curious, because it will make... Like, this is the same city who made it so you couldn't buy sodas, right?
Oh, because... Oh, they're taking the place of parents. They're taking the choice out of the parents?
What?
I don't get it.
If you can't handle yourself, doesn't New York do this? Like, you can't, it's so stupid. Like, you can't buy a 32-ounce soda in New York, but you can buy 2 16s.
That's right.
It's like, I want a big gulp. It's like, we don't sell those. It's like, okay, I'll take two little gulps.
So they're doing this because they're saying, parents, you're not parenting, so we're going to parent your kids for you.
Or they're parenting you, Steve. Mm-hmm. They don't want you, when you run to the store at 3 a.m. to get something, they don't want you to have... Like that last second option of grabbing some Funyuns.
And that's what those are there for. I mean,
that's called an impulse buy. Yes. It's how natural selection works. Stupid people eat bad food and die.
Every store does it. Every single store has that. So it gets me more often than not. I end up with some dumb chapstick and a can. I'm like, what am I doing?
I have 4,000 Uno card decks based on this exact thing.
I'm glad they're getting the crack down on that.
So if you want to get rid of, like, this is happening in Berkeley, but as California goes,
so we go.
Should junk food be banned? Text us at 51059.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.